All right, today's post is all about trust. I've been reading quite a bit lately on trust and different things around psychology, and I thought I would share some ideas with you because I think trust is really a foundational piece for anything we do. And I wanted today's to be more about how to build trust in selling and some reasons why we should do it. So today's post is called 6 Reasons Why You Should Start to Build Trust in Selling. When you hear the words trust me, does it make you feel suspicious? These words have been uttered more times and are usually spoken when very little trust is present. See, in selling, trust is a powerful tool, but it must be earned and must be felt. For those select few professionals that have mastered the art of building trust, everything looks easy, and you don't often know why. Today, we're going to look at exactly what trust can do for you, how you can build trust, and just how awesome things could be if you made this commitment area this year. Trust me on this one. So what is trust? Nothing feels more awful than the feeling of breaking someone's trust. When they had put their faith in you and let them down. I've had many of those gut-wrenching experiences myself, and I do my best to prevent them any way I can. See, when I was a kid, my mom and I were at the store, and I wanted this really cool Transformer toy. She said I could have it, but only if I promised to clean my room when I got home. So I asked for her trust, and we made a deal. When we got home, I was so excited that I opened that toy and I played with it instead. I was having a great time, but Mom was not happy. But instead of being mad, she just simply said, "You really disappointed me, Joey. I thought I could trust you. I guess I can't." Oh man, that killed me. That's worse than any kind of tongue lashing or even a beating you could take. Man, you disappointed your mom. See, I worked so hard after that to try and get her trust back. But what do you think happened when I asked for toys and tried to make deals in the future? Yeah, you know what happened. You know the story. See, trust is like a mirror. Once it's broken, the image is never really the same. And this story that I just told you is actually not too far off from business relationships today. Trust is the foundation of all relationships and is in reality the measure of the bond between two people. So why build trust in selling? It should be pretty straightforward, but in selling, trust is the magic formula that helps you reframe how your buyer thinks. It's what helps you challenge them, break them out of their comfort zone, and get them to take the plunge into riskier waters with you. That doesn't come from walking in the place and proclaiming, "Hey, I'm trustworthy, let's do this," right? We'd all like to think we're trustworthy, but let's face it, every single one of us can do a much better job of building that trust. When I talked about using insights in selling, a key component to being effective is how well you incorporate that trust, and it's the magic multiplier. Think about how you're currently doing business and have a look at these next points. Ask yourself where you could possibly work on improving. So number one, trust helps you access people. One of the top areas of sales training that I've been to and that I've hosted myself is how to get to decision makers. We learn how to get past gatekeepers, get our calls returned, and cold call more effectively. This is backwards thinking. Picture yourself as an executive for a second. You get a phone call from someone that you don't know telling you that they can save you a bunch of money, not by switching to Geico, maybe cut your costs or improve your efficiency, stuff like that. You may or may not pay them any attention, right? Now imagine that someone you've been cultivating a relationship for decades calls. You know, the one you've been solving problems with for a long time. They tell you that they have an idea you're going to love and they want to run it by you. Would you jump? Of course you would. And the same goes if they want to access other people, connections you have, key stakeholders in your organization, or even warm referrals. The trust you've built over time makes these decisions seem like a no-brainer, right? So trust gets you both direct and indirect access to people with power. Number two, trust gets you taken seriously. How much weight do your ideas really have? Do your customers jump at everything you put out there? Can you pick up the phone and get heard by decision makers? When you have trust, you become a person of influence and are actually thought of early on in the decision-making process. Your insights help your customers frame decisions, look at strategic options, and your solution is often thought of first. And when there are competitive deals on the table, you're most likely going to be the chosen one. If you spend time building trust with your clients, you can say things like, "This idea will work. I think you should do it." And then when it does work, that further increases your trust factor. Number three, trust allows you to dig deeper. Have you ever sat through one of those awkward presentations where the salesperson tried to ask some tough questions only to be met by the sounds of crickets chirping? Well, I've done it. We've sat through them. It's not fun. Perhaps they had a whole questioning game plan and they're going to uncover your deep issues, right? That's the difference trust makes. Often buyers are reluctant to disclose information to those they don't trust. And why would they? But when you built trust, you're now able to open up these dialogues that find these insights. These conversations often lead to increasing the average dollar per sale and finding those non-competitive deals that may have not been previously on the table. Number four, trust opens a gateway for the best solutions. One of the big challenges in selling is convincing the buyer to take the offer that's most suited to their needs. And even though we know it's the right one for them, and especially one which pushes them out of the comfort zone and asks them to change. And a big reason is the perceived risk around the solution. But another, less talked about reason, is the lack of believability in the results you claim. Salespeople fall into this trap all the time. They open with big claims and quickly knock themselves off the fence because the customer doesn't believe what they're saying. It's a fine dance where you have to weigh the impact of your solution with the level of comfort of the customer and the depth of your trust with them. These three factors are what allow you to find the most comprehensive service or product to meet their needs. Without trust, buyers will typically choose a path with less resistance. Number five, trust eliminates the pitch. Okay, not completely, but it does stop you from having to hard sell people. You still need to create compelling offers, uniquely solve their problems, and facilitate collaborative discussions. But with trust as the foundation, your audience starts from a place of having all ears. You could call up your potential customer and simply tell them, hey, I've got an idea I want to run by you that I came across this week. Do you have some time to chat? And bring your VP of marketing. They're going to love it too. Imagine how much more fun that audience would be, right? Trust turns challenges and difficult conversations into opportunities. This is number six. Not everything is sunshine and roses, folks. Stuff happens. And sometimes you're faced with problems and challenges you need to address. Maybe you screwed up. Maybe your customer's mad. Maybe you need to address a concern that you have your customer might not want to hear. When you have trust and need to have these conversations, you can actually begin from a place that has less jockeying for power, more room for listening, and a chance to turn it into a win. Even if it's something they don't want to hear, at least when you have trust, they're going to lend you that ear. And be sure that if there's no trust, these options are really not on the table. Imagine having to tell someone, I heard you're looking at investing in the ABC product for your business. You may not like what I have to say here, but I think that may not be the best solution for your business. It's actually not a very good idea at all. With a solid amount of trust, this would be heard. If you just met, you'll probably get the same treatment as Jazz did by Uncle Phil in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I got a video and a link here. It's the one where he gets tossed out. It's pretty good. Now, post that list, those 6 points, in front of you every day and test yourself to see how quickly your ideas are getting in front of the right people. If you're struggling, it's most likely because of trust. All right, let's get to some three ways that we can actually build trust. You may be telling yourself that it's almost impossible to build that level of trust and deep relationship with your customers. People just don't have the time and are not open to connecting with you in that way. Am I right? Perhaps you may think that the list above is just a bunch of high-level ideas that only the inner circle get access to. Maybe you have to be in the right place at the right time, know the right people, or just run in the right crowd. Well, this lesson in trust can be used by everyone, no matter your skill level, experience, industry, or even if you know zero people. The only thing is that it takes time, commitment, and for you to take action. Trust is really built on the following three principles of ICE or ICE: integrity, connection, and expertise. So integrity. Do what you say you will do? That's an awkward sentence. Do you do what you say you will do? Just like I said with my story about the toy, when you make commitments, do you honor them consistently? Or maybe you only keep your word 75% of the time. How often do you end up backtracking on something you've promised? To have integrity, you must be genuine and authentic with a strong set of morals. It's as simple as getting back to your customers when you say you will and delivering on what you told them. A number one complaint that I hear from people trying to buy is that salespeople just don't follow through. Now, as a salesperson, you get busy and you may be a day late. On your schedule, that only represents maybe 1 out of 100 things you may have missed that day, so it's not bad. But in the buyer's world, that could be the last piece of the puzzle for them, and they're just sitting around waiting for you. When you're not on time or do something other than promised, your customer's going to remember that. And if you're dishonest or try to cover things up, you're just asking for trouble. connection. One mistake I see many professionals make is that they shy away from trying to build relationships. They try and keep everything super professional. I'm not saying don't be professional, but remember that trust takes time to build. And believe it or not, people do have time to spend with you to build that trust. No matter how busy you may think your customers are, if you're good at bringing value to the table consistently, providing them with insights and being a resource for them, they will want to spend increasingly more time with you. The busiest, most successful people I know spend the majority of their time in extended meetings with those they trust. They discuss new opportunities, make introductions, and help each other open up possibilities. To create that dynamic, you must be seen as an equal, and you must understand that you are dealing with people. Be normal with your business contacts and don't act like a weirdo. I can write another 5 pages on connecting, but let's just keep it at don't be a weirdo. Just make sure you're someone others are going to want to be around, and learn about conversation skills, be interesting, and get it over any hangups you may have. The last part is expertise. Before you proclaim your expertise, let's just first start with being competent. If people trust that you know what you're doing, they're more likely to believe you. Keep it simple and just know your stuff. Customers have to sort through a ton of information out there and need to determine where your stuff fits in. Everyone selling to them has an opinion and more information, so how do you stand out? So there's 4 pieces here. The first one is your depth of knowledge. Make sure you have dedicated time to study your industry, your customer's industry, their organizations, and people. Learn more than what's required way before you need it, and be interesting. And make sure you read my post on bragging about your library of books and the ways you can enhance that. If you can go into a customer situation and clearly articulate not just your solution, but how it uniquely solves a specific challenge for that customer's business model, you're gonna be ahead of the curve. Take the time to ensure you've thought your ideas through completely if you wanna build trust in your expertise. The next one is unique perspective. Don't be a chicken. Have a point of view and stand by it convincingly. Your ability to influence decisions will not come from how safe you play your conversations. To truly stand out, you must be willing to challenge thinking and ask disruptive questions. Can you tell a great story and get others to see things your way? If you aren't comfortable drawing a line in the sand, how will you get your customers to trust you and take action? People want to follow and believe ideas that are backed with confidence. The next one is quantifying your impact. This is the next step and deeper in knowledge that most salespeople forget to make. Too often, buyers are introduced to vague ideas that don't get to true ROI. Have you taken the time to truly understand the implications of your proposed solutions? Do you know the money? Do you know how the money flows in what you're proposing? Most people actually have a very tough time discussing money, salespeople included. Take the time to truly understand your offer, its impact on your customer's business, and the money associated with it. That's going to build your confidence on both sides of the table and, of course, trust. The last one, of course, powerful personal brand. As you know, I'm a big fan of building your personal brand. You can download my free ebook. If you want to get access to the right people and be in front of decision makers, get known for something. Craft a personal brand for yourself that positions you as a knowledge leader in your industry and puts you at the top of the list for your potential customers. What are you doing to stand out? Are you speaking at conferences your customers attend? Have you published anything they'd read? Do you have a website they use as a resource? Are you the go-to person in your specific field? If you want to bypass all the sales steps of getting appointments, a personal brand will skyrocket you up the food chain. And as a note here, this is something that I've been using this past year that absolutely helped me get in front of the right people, is my website being able to publish articles like this. Okay, so wow, lately my posts have been getting totally carried away in their length. This one I think was almost 3,000 words. I thought today would be a short one. See, I hope you trusted me enough to make it to the end. Use these concepts and start applying them today. Remember, trust takes time, but the more you work through these principles, the easier selling becomes. Building relationships is a key to success, but you also have to position yourself as a person of influence. Trust is hard to earn and easy to lose, so be sure you don't skip any of these steps. Have some fun with this. And of course, remember to leave your comments below and share this as well. I'd love to hear your ideas around trust and how you use these principles in your business. I really value when you guys make comments and you connect with me, so please send emails. Let me know how I'm doing, any ideas that I can help you with. And that's it for today. I trust you had a good time.